This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from just a couple days ago. They include animal stray, report of a black and white puppy running at large. Officer responded, found a chihuahua in the front of a residence. Chihuahua trying to get back in. Cops are here. Cops are here. Dog returned to owner. Is this your dog? Yeah, my chihuahua. So, animal loss, report of missing brown pit bull puppy. Officer located it, returned to owner. And then it goes on to say, return to owner. You already told us that. So, fraud-related, East Madison received a report of a possible fraud. An officer responded and advised it was a scam.
Ah!
So there's a difference between fraud and scam.
Yeah, but not a big one.
No. Animal Stray, Avenue G, received a report of a German Shepherd who was being aggressive and chasing people. Bad dog. Officer responded, search area, didn't see a dog running at large, disposition, gone on arrival. That was a German Shepherd that ended up biting that six-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
That was trying to save his sister, which he did save his sister, the little four-year-old, mm-hmm. and is getting attention from all over the world now.
Including Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America thinks that's awesome, so... disturbance on South Ingalls, received report of a very loud party, and the music had been extremely loud for quite some time. Well, if you got a loud party, you got to turn the music up to extremely loud.
Yeah.
To get over the loud party portion of it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Officers contacted the resident who was home alone, but agreed to turn the music down. It's his party, and he'll cry if he wants to, Russ.
I wonder if he had a crowd soundtrack playing in the background.
He was dancing with his mannequins in the window, so that may have been something that threw the person off.
You get there, sitting in the middle of the room crying.
It's a loud party.
Ah!
He's a wild guy, and all the people. Nah, just him.
Just him.
Suspicious activity. Second, received a report of a male who approached a clerk and made them very uncomfortable. An officer responded, spoke with the RP. The male was located and advised of the complaint. He was on his way back home, and officers provided additional patrol for the area. Disposition completed. Not sure why they were uncomfortable on East 2nd. Not sure what's there. This occurring right before 1 o'clock, so must have been a convenience store.
Possibly.
Animal call on E7th, received a report of a deer running around. An officer responded, checked to the area, didn't locate the deer. So don't bring that cop on your next hunting trip, okay?
And,
he's not going to help much, okay?
And, shoo little deer back to Cody.
Yeah, when you're... Your hunting license comes back, and which area you get? 7th Street. Don't have to go far. Front yard.
And I don't know about 7th Street, but I think Beck Avenue, you'd probably fill your tag.
You definitely could. On a law violation, North Bent received a report of a violation of a protection order. An officer spoke with the RP in the incident under investigation. Disposition completed. Somebody is violating social distancing. So it's basically what it is.
But I'm in love.
Yeah, that's usually the problem. So, and I'm not only in love, but I'm drunk. So
that means I'm more in love. Till I sober up tomorrow. Oh God, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Who was I calling? No, I didn't call her. Did I? Oh, please, time. Let me go back in time.
Yeah.
Traffic stop, South Mountain View. Traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a 28-year-old out of Powell and an active Park County warrant. She was transported to Powell Law Enforcement, where she was able to post bond and was released. Disposition, see report. So that's a catch and release, is what it was. So this occurring at 10:35 a.m.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they were looking for it. And it's really hard to hide in Park County if the warrant is for you in Park County.
Yeah.
So, Let's see. Animal Call South Fair received a report that the caller's dog was stuck under the seat and couldn't get out. While still speaking on the phone, the caller advised, the dog got out. Okay, we'll write it down. Dispatch handling this one. It's stuck under there. Fluffy, you okay?
Disposition. Fluffy's going on a diet.
Ah. I wonder if she had pulled over, too, you know? Well,
she yelps every time I hit a bump.
But it did eat a cracker that's been there for a couple years, underneath the seat. So let's go over to Cody and check out what happened. They include a miscellaneous assistance, 32nd Street. RP wants to talk to an officer about multiple issues going on in her life. Disposition, unable to assist.
You need a shrink for you're those on, sorts of things.
You're on your own. So.
Issues in my life. I got this traumatic memory from seventh grade.
It's the suspicious activity, Canyon. RP says there's a green Ford F-150 parked in the area. There were two white males walking around the property. And when the RP tried to confront them, they drove away. The RP followed them to the Holiday Inn. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Probably not a good idea to follow people around in Wyoming.
No.
Especially someone in a pickup truck. Okay.
That's most of Wyoming.
Yep, that's it. Let's see, parking problem, West Park Hospital. RP says there's a white Dodge Ram that's been running and unoccupied since 8 a.m. And this occurring at, 1:30 p.m. gas, it's cheap.
It'll run out sooner or later.
Disturbance on Sheridan Avenue. Male brought service animal into the store. RP asked what kind of service he provides as he has regulations to adhere to, and subject became belligerent to RP. Said he had no right to ask him anything.
Oh, jeez.
Said he was going to sue him. Male has left the store with two females, described 35-year-old with multiple tattoos, wearing a green baseball cap. Disposition informational. So people with service animals, Ross, shouldn't be belligerent, okay?
Well,
you know, and then going to sue him.
So. You know, and I'm hearing now, too, people are upset about these mask requirements. And you got to remember, this is somebody's business. They can make any kind of rules they want.
Yeah. It's
shoes, no shirt, that kind of thing. But I saw somebody was trying to attach it to the ADA.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, if you're going into a food store and your dog's licking food, and that's what this was. It was a food store.
Okay.
So you bring a dog in, and the health department does not like that.
No.
Basically, if you run a business, we could do the same thing here. We could require nobody who's not left-handed. Can come in if we wanted, but we'll affect our business down the road, I think.
Well,
so.
I mean, and that's a decision that a business owner needs to make.
Yeah.
You know, am I on the right course here? Is this going to adversely affect me? But I don't know. The whole thing has become way political.
Yeah. And it's, in the long run for a Wyoming business, just another little poke in the ribs.
Sure.
So it's not like we, as business people, have been flowing along easily down the COVID Nile.
No, and as this thing drags on.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a, I'm just going to strangle this person next, so that'll be next.
Have a nice day.
let's see, harassment, Cedar Bluff Apartments, RP receiving harassing texts from a subject, disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Don't want to get so close to a person. Might get COVID, so you got to send them a harassing text, okay? So they're practicing social distancing. Parking problem, 14th Street. RP has questions regarding a subject living in a camper on the street. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. When they start building fires and stuff, that's when you got to say no, I guess. Animal call on 22nd Street. Male listed below shot a deer, not on his property, with something from a slingshot. Disposition referred to other agency. We'll get the game and fish and check the guy's license, okay?
Did he kill the deer with a slingshot?
And does he have his tags for 22nd Street deer? Yeah. Let's see. Animal stray. This is a white malamute with an orange scarf. So it's got a mascot. So, there you go.
How do you know it's a malamute? Maybe it's a pug hiding under there.
Property lost, Cody area. RP missing the bag part to his lawnmower. Thinks it blew out the back of his truck. I want it back. So
get on that, police. Investigate. Get the detectives going.
Let's see. Threats on 32nd Street. RP states she got a call from the below listed person last night, and they threatened to kill her. RP in the lobby. What time did you call? So was it 2 a.m.? So that might be a problem. So then dogs. And that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim likes to talk to you about multiple issues going on in his life. So, talk to him about that.
This one time when I was 15, I asked this girl to dance. She said no. It still bothers me.
It's an issue that he's having. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.